The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Saying that I dare you not to at least bob your head along with St. Motel's move isn't really a fair challenge. It's near impossible, as long as you're not immobile in a neck brace. And maybe even then, your body would find a way to hit the groove. It was the lead-off single to their newest record, St. Motelevision, which announced that they weren't just any pop rock band, but finely tuned craftsmen. With the band's AJ Jackson Jr., I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
The new record, St. Motelevision, is so much fun. It's really great. But, you know, heading back to that EP, I mean, that really did seem like it blew up.
Yeah, the EP definitely kind of brought us into a new awareness of the band, because we've been an independent band for such a long time, playing all six dive bars over this great country, and then the EP kind of brought us to Europe for a little bit, and then back to the U.S., and we were kind of received anew.
Were those songs written before or at the same time as the tracks that ended up making the new full length?
For St. Motelevision?
Yeah.
It was kind of a mixture of stuff from around the time of the EP all the way to like about a month before we started mixing in June. And some of it was written on the road while we were touring on the EP. Mm-hmm. Some of it was written back in downtown LA. And yeah, it was kind of just a nonstop process. It wasn't as much of, all right, we're going to go make a record, let's disappear for a month and get it done. It was kind of just ongoing for that entire couple of years.
Those songs that came later in the process, did you feel like, you know, there was any difference in writing them because of the success of what was happening with the EP?
No, I don't think that there were any kind of pressures on us to go a certain way. You know, there's basically just a batch of tons of songs, just never stopped writing, and probably 100, and then we would narrow it down from there, and then you know, we produced out maybe 25 of them with Lars Telford, Tim Pagnotta, and Frederick Tay, and from those, it got narrowed down to those 10. So it was kind of like an ongoing democratic process of narrowing it down. So it was a bit different as far as an album approach for us. You can be you.
A lot of times when bands use more than one producer, even if it's just two, you can sort of hear the difference, but I don't really get that in this. It still sounds like an album.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of that has to do with the songs kind of start in-house, where the production really begins with all the songs, and I take them a certain way, and then these other producers we work with kind of add their own insights, and we change things out or replace them, or it's kind of like it all comes from the same foundation. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a cohesiveness there, and that plus we had the wonderful Mark Needham and Dave Cooley mix everything and master everything, so there's a cohesiveness there. But yeah, they are a mixture of different vibes and different places, I think, that we were, but there's a thread, hopefully, that you can weave between everything on the album. That's the goal. Kind of a bit of a journey through all the songs, but something that feels cohesive and same with television. Whoa, Elise, Norma Jean,
Patty Boyd, and Carol King. You know, some compliments. The song Elisa, how it breaks down. It seems to me like into almost an old Hollywood sort of sound.
Yeah, I mean, we never really had much of a guideline, you know, when we're approaching this stuff, which has been good and bad. Like, I think, you know, that's kind of why maybe it took us so long to catch on. We kind of just did what we kind of liked, and sometimes that wasn't really what was the craze at the moment. But it just seems like, you know, as long as you're making a song that you're trying to go for like a timeless, just focus on, you know, I guess structure and lyrics, and I think that's kind of all you can hope for.
I wouldn't mind hearing about one of the songs specifically, and that's Born Again, because it's fun, but it also seems like you're playing around with religion on that. Like, what's going on in that song, and how did it come about?
Yeah, that song, it's funny, it definitely has been getting a lot of reaction, mostly for that, I think. It's interesting, too, because it's kind of walking a line where you're not really sure where it's pointing, and it's based kind of on a story of a friend of mine when I was growing up, and I don't think it's taken any side, really. I think the way I see it, there's almost kind of a innocent, naive aspect to the concept of being born again, you know, starting and as illogical as it might be, and as weird as it was for me at that point in my life, I don't know. I think we're not taking a stab at anybody, really. This is kind of just, you know, interpret it how you will. And people, I guess, on both sides of any issue, people are reading it different ways, which is totally fine and kind of fun to see.
AJ Jackson Jr. of Saint Motel, whose album Saint Motelevision is available everywhere now. Hey, for more of my interviews, you can head to Facebook and Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Chris Allman for co-producing and editing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.